Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20. Welcome back to, now we're back to regular editions of the show after our top 20 of 2014 last week. It was big. That was a big show. Lots of great music. Some surprises. You didn't think the number one was going, or you thought that perhaps anybody that was in the top three or four could have really taken that number one spot for 2014 just based on the number of weeks that they sat at the top of the charts. But
yeah, for sure. I've said this for a while, anybody that ever says any specific year is like a bad year for music, I think that that's always like a pretty silly thing that people say sometimes, like, oh, this wasn't a great year for music. And so I'll say, I think that that's never the case. There's like so much music being put out. Maybe you just didn't look hard enough, or maybe some of the bands that you're the most psyched for, the records fell flat for you. But I will say that last year, 2014, I thought was a huge year. Like, there's, for me personally, there's so much good music that came out, and lots of it was on the program. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. The top 20 was 100% Canadian this year. And it was all really, really good records. So if you fell asleep last year on new music, or you're falling behind, you're wondering what you should check out coming out of Canada, just go and, you know, check out that full top 200. But definitely the top 20 are all really, really strong, great Canadian releases. So yeah, it was really fun. Last week we had some fun chats with some artists as well, including our number one, Mr. Chad Van Galen.
Yeah, it was a good week. And so check that out and keep it locked here, because for all of this year, we'll be bringing you more great music. Of course, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? Brian will let you know.
Yeah, if you're new to the program, welcome. Thanks for joining us in 2015. We're about 130-some episodes under our belt, bringing you the top albums every single week. Or if you've been in the program for a while and you haven't checked out Earshot yet, you should do so right now. It is earshot-online.com. It's a national campus and community radio report published by the National Campus Community Radio Association. Every single week, they compile Earshot's national top 50, from which we play from the top 20 albums charting nationally across Canada. And this list comes together through the submitting stations, campus and community radio stations from all across Canada, usually about 30 plus radio stations submitting their top 30 albums every single week. And there's also specialty charts in there, electronic hip hop, international jazz, and more. Also, all kinds of fine features, interviews, reviews. There was also a bit of a 2014 rundown that you can go check out on there. People contributing their favorite local releases and live shows and underrated records of 2014. So there's all the sort of year-end stuff on there as well. And I also contributed to that. So go check out all that stuff and check out my favorite local releases of 2014.
Awesome. And you can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We are chatting with some artists in the next 2 hours of this program, but that is all in conjunction with a contest we're running right now on our Facebook page. If you're not familiar, Shivering Songs is a festival that happens in Fredericton, New Brunswick. It's happening January 22nd to the 25th. You should check it out. Go give it a search online. All kinds of great artists. Rachel Rees and Cedric Noel of the Sentimentals join us on the program to chat, and we'll be chatting with both of them coming up in the next 2 hours. Stephen Carlick joins us, as always, to give us music news. Brian's got your lowdown, and we have the top 20. It's going to be a big show, and again, as I said, head over to facebook.com/earshot20, like the contest photo, like our page for your chance to win. We've got tickets to see Buck 65, and you don't even have to pay for them, but they cost you $1.65. Now, they probably cost a little bit more than that.
Yeah, and opening that show is Zeus, going to be a really good one. So, yeah, really excited about this prize package, and I'm going to be going to the festival as well. I've been
shivering. Yeah, so you can stalk Brian songs while you're there.
We can meet up at the brunch or something. Anyway, it's going to be pretty cool. You should go check out more details on that festival. Just search for Shivering Songs and go to our Facebook page.
I feel like I made things really awkward for you right there, because now whoever wins, I'm going to be like, oh, Brian's going to be there. You guys should meet up. Be buddies.
Whatever, that's fine.
You've got you get lots of opportunity, lots of time. If you're listening to this program live on Friday, January 16th, out of Local 107.3 FM or any of its rebroadcast spots, you do have until Tuesday, January 20th to get into that contest. So head on over to the Facebook page, check it out. All right, we're going to kick things off. We're going to get it started right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20. And of course, Brian, as you always do, give us a little intro as to any new albums that are entering the charts.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a grab bag this week as we start off a brand new year, and we didn't do a program last week as we mentioned, or not a normal countdown. There were charts last week that you can go check out, but probably only about a dozen or so stations submitting there, and this week we're back up to our normal range of like about 30 stations. We ended off 2014 with Caribou being at the very top of the charts for 10 weeks running, almost beating the record set by the Pack AD in 2014. I think they were at number one for 14 weeks, and or sorry, 11 weeks, and I thought that maybe Caribou would surpass them, but didn't happen because we had a new number one last week, which was Ariel Pink, and we have another brand new number one this week, a little bit of a surprising one for me, definitely a really strong record that's been on the charts for a little while, but didn't know that they were going to make it to number one, so keep it locked here to find out what that is. And we also have a couple of records new to the program. As we mentioned, of course, since it's sort of the beginning of the new year, that we don't really have a lot of new music coming out yet. Probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you'll find loads and loads of new music on there. But if you've been paying any amount of attention to what some of the highly anticipated Canadian releases of 2015 were, Steven's talked about this one. We've played their previous release on the show before, and it's a debut in the high placement of the charts, up at number 5, so you'll find out what that is. And otherwise, sort of a mix of late 2014 releases and then also releases that got, you know, a little bit of an extra push since they were on so many year-end lists, so you're going to hear from Always. And should also mention that just at the cusp at the bottom of the list is Tainted Yak again at number 50, Ran Ring again riding high on a big year for her, winning the Players Prize, and just announced this week that she is going to be playing Bonnaroo Music Festival in Tennessee, so that should be pretty cool.
Awesome. All right, we'll get it started.
All right, we're going to hear re-entering the program at number 20 for number 43 is Energy Slime. You're going to hear from New Dimensional and Star on the Grand. We're going to hear Stars at number 19. They re-enter the charts at that spot. You're going to hear No One Is Lost. And again, lots of albums re-entering the charts this week. And number 18, it's Death From Above, 1979, The Physical World. And you're going to hear a track called White Is Red.
Here's your number 20 this week, Energy Slime, Star on the Ground. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Les conséquences vécues. Répète et répète jusqu'au sommeil. Personne ne reste. Personne ne reste. Personne ne reste.
Number 18.
That was White is Red by Death from Above 1979. The Physical World re-enters the charts at number 18. And again, that being one of the releases that was in our top 20 of 2014 countdown in our last week's episode. At number 19 is Stars, No One Is Lost, and the title track from that record. And starting off that set of tunes, at number 20 from number 43 was Energy Slime from New Dimensional. You heard Star on the Ground.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. First full episode of 2015, and of course we're happy to have back on the airwaves with us Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine, friend of ours, and he's a senior editor there, and always bringing us great music news. And Stephen, as always, welcome back to the program, and a happy 2015 to you.
And to you.
And we're going to kick things off right now with some news about Bjork.
Yeah, so Bjork has been sort of, there have been teases that Bjork is putting out a new album for a while now. Arca, the sort of producer who is blowing up right now, he worked on Kanye West's Yeezus, and he worked with FKA Twigs. He tweeted a few months ago that he was working with Bjork on her new album, which of course got fans excited. Now that album has a name. It is called Vulnicura. In a handwritten note on her Facebook page, Björk posted, she said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to announce my new album is coming out in March. It is called Vulnicura." She then lists the song titles and says, "I do hope you will enjoy it, Warmthness Björk," which of course will get fans excited, any fans of the Icelandic pop genius. I'm really excited for this one, especially it's not only Arca, it's also got producer Hex and Cloak, who put out an excellent record last year and works for the record Triangle. So very cool things, very, very cool things. And the first of a ton of new album releases coming out in 2015. All of them are being announced right now. It's a pretty crazy time.
Great stuff. And moving on now, we have news about Carly Rae Jepsen. She's recording with a couple of unique folks.
Yeah, this is a really, really cool one for fans of sort of out there pop music. Of course, everyone will be familiar with Carly Rae Jepsen, the Canadian recording artist behind the huge hit Call Me Maybe, but now she's been photographed in the studio working with Dev Hynes and Ariel Rechid. Those of you unfamiliar, Dev Hynes is the man behind Blood Orange, whose album 2 years ago was a major hit, especially in indie circuits. He was also in the band The Test Icicles before that, and the man behind the project Lightspeed Champion. He, of course, has worked with producer Ariel Rechid, who's worked with names like Vampire Weekend, Haim, Charlie XCX, Usher, and others. Now the three have been photographed in the studio together, which was posted on Instagram late on January 11th. The vocalist revealed that she spent the day working on, quote, "one of my fave songs" with Hynes and Rechid, who have, of course, collaborated in the past on Sky Ferreira's album. The photos can be seen online. It's kind of cool because Carly Rae Jepsen's a pretty big pop star, and she's working with these kind of cool underground producers who have done really interesting work in sort of the arena of underground pop, where there's a little more freedom to experiment. So really looking forward to anything that they might be cooking up.
I'm sure the sound that they produce will also be pretty interesting. Maybe a little bit different than what you're used to expecting from her.
Mm-hmm.
And one more story to bring you before we get back to the charts in this hour of the program, and that is some news about Blackalicious.
Yeah, this one is actually an Exclaim exclusive. I was lucky enough to talk to the Blackalicious MC, Gift of Gab, who revealed over the phone that they have plans not just for a new album this year, but for a 3-volume album series, a new trilogy. The first album of which is called Emini. That title is from the Swahili word for hope, and this album is the first that they've put out since 2005 when they put out their album, The Craft. So it's been a decade coming, this new album, and the fact that there are 3 is huge. While details are still shaping up on the future volumes of the albums, Gift of Gab did promise that, quote, "we've already started working on volume 2. I don't want to give away too much, but we've started working on that." He also explained a lot about the first album in the series, Emini. He said, quote, "we did a song with Zap Mama. She's on the title track. And they also collaborated with Lyrics Born, Latif, and The Lifesavers. But Gift of Gab says, quote, "we wanted to keep this one light on the guests. We wanted people to get Blackalicious. I think that Volume 2 might be a bit more guest-heavy, but with this one, because it's been so long since we put out a record, we wanted people to get Blackalicious," which is really excellent for fans of the duo. The band experienced some ups and downs in the decade since their last album. Gift of Gab had a liver replacement after some liver troubles. They've both been doing side projects, but decided it was time to get back together in 2012. Now they're on tour. They're playing a couple dates in Canada this week, and then they'll be releasing their new album, Emini, sometime in April, they said. So it's been a long time coming, but this is an exciting album, and hopefully an exciting album trilogy to come from the rap duo.
Well, it sounds like exciting stuff indeed, and anybody fans of Blackalicious, or even if you're not, you could become fans. You check it out, exclaim.ca, for all these stories and more. Stephen, thanks very much, and we'll get you to stick on the line. You'll be back in the next hour of the program, but first, we've got some more of the charts to bring you, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here is Girl Seizure by Last X. From their self-titled debut on Constellation Records, it's at number 17. We'll be right back.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. Right there on the silver screen, heard the sounds suggesting lineage of influence. Yeah, I saw it there in the motherland. Steps and gables, steeples, stairways wind away from origin. In untrampled vintage floats the proof I cannot be freed. The concert stage, the velvet cage, the glass perimeter of me. All my friends are disappearing. All my letters are in codes. All I ever think and feel in your shadow, it erodes. Waiting, waiting by the silent phone, I draft my next apology. Burn my letters once they're read. An alloy joy, I thrice repeat. An alloy joy, an alloy joy. Listen to what I just heard. It's raining on the sun, jailbird. And just like you, the way it moves, a fog that creeps in, grinning always in your hair and in your hallways. Got detained in San Francisco on your way to get fresh air. The USA didn't want you there. Juggled oranges, but no one cared. You've been ducking, dodging, but you can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. That key you got don't fit that lock no more. That key you got don't fit that lock no more.
Ducking and Dodging by Parquet Core. They're number 16 down from number 13, and their latest is called Content Nausea. And starting off that set at number 17, reigning the charts was the self-titled debut from Last X and track called Girl Seizure.
It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. We're going to take a break right now. As you know, on our website, on our Facebook page, we have a sweet contest going on with Shivering Songs, which is happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick, January 22nd to the 25th. It's a great little festival, and one of the artists playing that festival, Rachel Rees, and she's joining us online right now to chat. Rachel, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me.
And so I wanted to chat a little bit. How did you get involved with the Shivering Songs Festival? What made you interested in wanting to perform at this?
Well, I'm lucky enough to be on a record label up in Canada. It's called Starhouse Collective, and they were encouraging me to play the festival. And so we submitted, and they bit. So, Eastern Canada is a new territory for me, and I got to go up there this summer. I think it's probably going to be a little bit different next weekend.
It'll be a little colder.
But I think it'll still probably be lovely.
And folks that are attending the festival and come to see your show, they'll get to hear some songs from Ghost of a Gardener, which is your album. Tell us a little bit about the album and what the recording process was like for that.
Sure. The album recorded came out last winter. And for me, it's kind of an album of sort of rebirth and growth, resurrection, all that kind of stuff. I had stepped away from music for a few years, and this album is my return to it, and I'm seriously proud of it. It's very lush and adventurous, and there's weird sounds, and there's tons of harmony and trumpets and strings, and I don't know, a lot of good things on there. The process I recorded it in Chicago in Pyeholden, which is the studio of the late Jay Bennett, who used to be in Wilco, and so his studio is just this playground, so I got to hole up there for a winter and I don't know, experiment, have a ton of fun, have all my friends in there, make a ruckus. It was beautiful.
It sounds exciting. And is there a story behind the title of the album? Is there a theme with that? Maybe that runs through the record as well?
Yeah. So the title of the album is taken from the third track. That song is called Ghost. And it's kind of about... It's about a bunch of things. It's one of those songs that's sort of just about being alive. But that song, originally I'm from South Dakota, and I had a very kind of agrarian-based upbringing. And I found myself living in New York City in an unhappy relationship and really disconnected from the land and those kind of core, I don't know, gut landed values that I grew up with, and I felt like there was this ghost of me that was lost in our tiny New York City studio apartment, and so that's kind of where that imagery came out of. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's quite vivid imagery. It's very good. So you're playing Shivering Songs, as we mentioned at the beginning of the interview. But you're just coming off of a European tour as well. Are you feeling like there might be a little bit of a culture shock maybe between the audiences that you saw in Europe and what you're going to see back here in Canada now?
Let's see. Well, even since I got back from Europe, I was just on another little, like, kind of 2-week run here in the States. I live in Vermont right now, actually. Audiences definitely are different, depending on which side of the ocean you're on, I think. I think Canadian audiences are more generally better behaved than U.S. audiences.
But, well, that's good.
we're barbarians down here. But one thing I always love to come back to when I come back to North America is just more vocal audiences. I love playing in Europe, but they tend to be they'll just applaud for a long time. They won't like whoop and holler, you know, like they won't give back in that way quite as much. So I like that on this side of the ocean, people tend to make a bit more of a ruckus.
Oh, that's exciting.
I think it's great.
And we hope that that happens for you at Shivering Songs, of course, January 22nd to the 25th. And you can check out Rachel at the Shivering Songs Festival. And you're also going to get to hear a song right now from the album Ghost of a Gardener. Rachel, all the best for 2015. Thanks very much for chatting with us.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thanks.
Here she is right now, Rachel Rees, in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. There's more of the charts on the way after this.
I could never make them stay or go away. Willful were they, and caught in their clutch was I. Well, unholy the days when I stood in their way, loneliest of hours, but joyful and mad when they made.
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15.
Telltale factor for all of our fate. Time was I'd look in the mirror and just see your face. Well, I don't sincerely regret very much. I don't deem to half of that stuff. Baby, you've changed. Time was at shelter, a prison to keep in a cage. As I die to be living, I got better with age. children of men. Your only conquest may win in the end. I am a factory, I'm in a jam. I'm in a trial, fresh blood on my hand. Time was a storybook, time was a thief. Time was I trembled inside every shelter. Sincerely regret very much. I don't deem worthy to have that stuff. Baby, you've changed. Baby, you've changed.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Take Your Face Off by Lydia Ainsworth and her EP Right From Real, number 14 into the program, up from number 24. And before that, at number 15, down from number 6 was Amelia Kern. They Promised You Mercy. She's on the charts and playing Sharing Songs. You heard a track called You've Changed. And we also had a chat with Rachel Rees before that about the festival and her show there. And you heard an extra in that spot, a track from her called Words.
Yeah, big thanks to Rachel Rees for joining us on the program. And again, you should check out Shivering Songs. Check them out online. It's a great festival in Fredericton, New Brunswick, January 22nd to the 25th, 2015. If you're listening to this program live or a rebroadcast spot, you're still able to get tickets. Head on over to the website and purchase your passes. And head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Earshot20. You can win tickets to see Buck 65 at the show. It's happening on Saturday. All right, three more tracks to bring you in this hour of the program before we complete the first 10. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and Brian's going to let you know what you're going to hear coming in at that number 13 spot.
Bringing the charts, it is the self-titled debut from Always, still kicking around, one of the biggest Canadian records of 2014, and also one we heard on our charts last week, running down the most played records of 2014. Here's a track called Adult Diversion.
Number 12. couple whiskeys and I'm longing for you. I had a couple whiskeys and I'm longing for you. You were far away and once upon a time. The story stays the same, but it never gets old. The story stays the same, but it never gets old. With too many laps, your mind is a racetrack with too many laps. They say love is blind, but what is lust? Sometimes it's better to run and never look back. Run for your life and don't you look back.
Shot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
New to the show at number 11, it's Montreal's Nancy Pants with Total, and you heard a track called Somebody. It's all the way up from a debut at number 47 the week before. Back into the show at number 12, up from 45, is Lisa LeBlanc from Highways, Heartaches, and Time Well Wasted. You heard Racetrack, and we started off with the Adult Diversion from Always and their self-titled debut at number 13.
That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. 20 of our first countdown of 2015. If you're just joining us, I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You should check out that website. And if you are tuning in live, you're listening to the initial broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, a campus and community radio station here from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to 20 plus great campus and community and online radio station. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you are downloading the program from radioforall.net or if you're podcasting this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around because in the next hour of the program, we have the top 10. Stephen Carlick joins us again. Brian's got the lowdown, and Cedric Noel from The Sentimentals chats with us about Shivering Songs. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.